You can't be serious, man. You cannot be serious!
The first week, the first podcast of 2022, and the prodigal son has returned. Ivan, he was absent last week, pressure of business, and we said, I tell you who's going to sponsor the podcast in 2022, Don Scott's Soil Maintenance Division and Landscaping. We're going to, we won't ask him for money, but he's going to be the Don Scott Incorporated Soil and Conservation Landscaping Business, which has two very, very able co-workers. They mightn't be co-directors, but Tony Jewell and Bernie Quinlan. They are the conglomerate who's going to sponsor the podcast. And this is just what we do for our friends. This is sponsored by you, Don.
Oh, well, that's very nice.
And nice that you've come up today. I know pressure of business got hold of you.
Who dropped this Christmas tree in, this fake plastic, plastic
you asked
card.
Me that the week before Christmas, the last time you
were in. Well, who did it?
I told you, eh?
It's bad luck. You should have got rid of it by now.
Why is it bad luck?
Well, apparently it's bad luck.
No. 12 days after Christmas.
Correct.
Well, what are we now?
Well, it's the 25th was Christmas. What's the date, Don? The 5th, is it?
I don't know.
I don't know. What is the date?
5th.
Well, okay. Anyway, get rid of it.
Hang on.
Well, I've got
26, 27, 28, 29, 30, 31. Maybe we're a day over. Don, all right?
I'll put it over here.
Why don't you burn it and we won't... Why don't you throw it out and trash it? We won't bring it out next year.
You're letting the feminine side of your persona come through, putting that there.
Well, I'm happy for the feminine side of my persona to come through, Don. I'm not sure what that means, but what, having a Christmas tree up?
Is that only a sort of female thing,
isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
That put Christmas trees up?
Well, that type of thing. Fiddly little stuff, you know, or...
Fiddly little stuff by putting a Christmas tree up is to do with the feminine side of you, is it?
Mm. Well, as long as the feminine side doesn't dominate your personality, you're all right.
What if you're a male?
You.
Yeah, me. What's wrong with the feminine side dominating?
Well, as long as it doesn't dominate the masculine.
What would it matter to you if more feminine?
I couldn't be bothered. Well,
you couldn't be bothered with me if I become more feminine.
More feminine.
Well, it's been a big Christmas down your end of the woods, Don, if that's the way we're going in 2022.
Caused any trouble lately?
Well, now there's an interesting... I don't know if you just said that, if you've got telepathy.
I heard that you were walking around the Frankston Mall looking for talent, limping around the Frankston Mall. I don't know what you were doing down there.
Not Mall.
Mall.
I wasn't down there looking for mole. I was down there in the mall.
Mall.
Yeah.
Hobbling along, I was told.
I went down to play...
Well, what were you doing at Frankston?
Was I about to say I went down to, and he said, what were you doing in Frankston?
There's not a golf course at Frankston in the mall. Mall.
Is it mall or mall?
It's either mall or mall, but it's not mole, as in M-O-L-E.
That's true.
So, Don, you said there's not a golf course down in Frankston. There's two of them. One's called the Peninsula Kingswood Golf Club, which is world class, two golf courses and a magnificent clubhouse and facility, which I stayed at. That's why I was down there on Monday evening, played in a tournament down there, sort of tournament. And there's another one called... the National... Long Island. They're two great golf courses in Frankston, so I don't know where you got the fact that there's no golf courses.
Talking about world-class golf
courses... Now, hang on a minute.
Rosebud. If it was a different name, the Rosebud Golf Club, they call that a world... It is a world-class
course. It's called a different name. What's wrong with the Rosebud Golf Club?
Well, if it was Sorrento or Portsea, they'd all flock there, but because it's Rosebud... It doesn't receive the kudos that it...
Listen to you, you pompous punts, pompous person, Don. What, geez, that'll go over well with the people at Rosebud. What's wrong with Rosebud?
It's a fact that, what, there's 36 courses there, or holes.
Yes.
And when they make it a composite course,
yes,
it's world class, as good as any golf course in Victoria and Australia.
So you reckon the people in Europe or North America suddenly think, oh, no, I'm not going out to Victoria to play golf because the course at Rosebud's got two great courses, but we're not going there because it's not called Portsea or Sorrento. They couldn't give a continent.
They couldn't, but the people around Melbourne could.
What the hell is wrong with you, man? People shy away from going to Rosebud. It's a great complex down there.
They've I know it is, and that's why it should be. It's the best on the peninsula.
What, because it's called, and it's not patronised because it's called Rosebud.
That's right.
Don, now I'm you might.
Well, you play at what, Cape Shank? You drive right past it and go and play at Cape Shank.
Because I'm a member there.
Well, why aren't you a member of the country club at Rosebud? Well, better course.
Why cheaper rates?
Yeah, the rates would be much cheaper. They're looking for members.
Why aren't I a member anywhere, Don? I'm a member of the National...
Well, you've tried a few and you've been barred at a couple.
That could be true.
True. It is. No, it could not. Could be. It is true.
Well, I haven't been barred. I've been declined membership.
What,
blackballed? No, I haven't been blackballed. I've been declined membership because...
Of your reputation or image?
Because of the reputation of... Maybe, but because plenty of people in the media and... Please don't think I'm pulling my dick here, but high-profiled people who some would consider profiled people, they... shy away from having them at their golf clubs, and that is legendary stuff. I could name you a handful of people. You'd say,
"Give me
shit.
A couple."
What?
Give me a couple.
No, I won't.
Why?
Because it's not fair to them.
Oh, I see.
But it's nothing to do with their demeanour or their. It's just the fact that
the reputation that they have,
the reputation that the organisations that they belong to have, the media they don't like. Media people and personalities necessarily to... I know plenty of people who have been declined membership of very prestigious clubs for no reason other than their profession they're in. So, anyhow, that's got... So I'm just staggered about why would it matter if I'm a... you into... The, what... You a member of a golf club, Ivan?
No, I'm not, no.
Well, you imagine
got
if Ivan
golf
Malab-
clubs in the bloody desert...
Yes.
The mines.
We've got the longest golf club in the world, Kalgoorlie.
Yeah.
What are they, sand scrapes?
Yeah, though you hit a...
No, they're lush greens.
Yeah. There's an oasis in the middle of the Australia.
I was just going to say, what have they got, a sprinkling system? They wouldn't have grass very growing long, at Kalgoorlie. Yeah.
Very long pipes and hoses from Perth into the middle of Australia.
Streets
got a 3,000-kilometre sprinkler system.
Hannon? No, which one?
Where all the pros are, the brothels.
Hannon? No, I don't. No, which one?
Oh, come on, Ivan. It's
the professional
golfers.
Yeah,
I don't know. Look, I haven't...
Those little shops they used to sit in, the women.
No, they don't exist. No.
Really? That's something of a bygone era.
Yeah, it is. I think there's one or two... But I think it's just for the tourists.
Those little shops the women used to sit in? What do you mean?
Pros. Prostitutes.
Prozzies?
Yeah, brothels. They had a street of brothels and they used to sit in the little shops.
I thought you were talking about the professional golfers. No, it's
2022 now. Everyone wants the good gadgets and...
Gadgets?
I thought you were talking about the professional golfers. We're talking about golf courses.
No, we're talking about brothels and sex.
Well, you said this is where the pros go and I thought... I didn't know professional golfers went to Kalgoorlie, but you're talking about prostitutes, are you, Don?
Mm.
Gosh.
Ivan was on the same wavelength. You're not.
Well, you were talking about golf courses, and you said... And
he keeps up with me.
Ivan said we've got the longest golf course in Australia, and you said, what, have they got greens out there? And I said, no, they haven't got greens, they've got sand scrapes. And then you said, well, the pros sit there in little rooms. And I thought, what do professional golfers go and sit in little rooms in Kalgoorlie for? And you're talking about other people, prostitutes. Don, aren't you?
Yeah. All right, let's move on.
Well, let's move on. I tell you, so Don's original question was, well, you were seen down in the mole at Frankston, and this got on to why is Rosebud called Rosebud and why is prostitutes sitting in little rooms in Kalgoorlie? I thought, geez, this is going to be an interesting year. So I'll tell you why. This is how easy it is to get into trouble, just with people who they think you are saying things because of who you are. So I go into this pharmacy down, and I was down at Frankston, Don, because I was playing golf, because there's two golf courses at Frankston. That's why I was down there.
And I thought you were looking for talent for the podcast.
What, in Frankston?
Yeah.
Well, no, I would look for talent in Frankston if someone lived in Frankston that was talented in a field that we would like to interview them for. I would bring them up here, but that's not why I was there. I was playing golf. And so I go into this pharmacy. I won't mention the pharmacy because they're very good. The people who run the pharmacy are very good clients or supporters. Not clients, they're supporters of ours. They love the podcast. So I go into the... No, I won't mention it.
Why won't he sponsor us then?
Yeah, they don't want to be associated.
No, they, but they listen in.
Of course, no, but that he
the
says,
boss listens in, he but he won't that, sponsor it.
He says that quite openly, Don. He says, no, you're a bit edgy for us, he said. He said, we love it. So that's fine. So I go into this very, very well-known pharmacy and I'm looking for I'm looking for some electrolytes. Acolytes are people who follow you, are your supporters. Electrolytes. I was looking for these tablets that you put into drink, into water, and it fizzes
what?
Up.
And what do they do?
They give you electrolytes in your body. How are we going this year? This is going to dig you. So anyhow... So it said two for $15. Any two for $15. So
well,
I get
two tablets or two packages.
Two packages, Don.
Right.
There was one for magnesium and there was one for vitamin C, right. And there was about a range of six of them. And it said any two for $15. So I take one of each or just two, and I go up to the counter. And the very charming person says, I won't say it was a man or a woman, but the very charming person.
Why wouldn't you say?
Oh, because it'll sound like I'm being...
Sexist.
It'll sound like I'm not victim shaming. What's the word? A profiling person, people.
They? So I go up
They or them?
Yeah.
No, I don't know what their pronouns were. So I go up to this person. And she says,
"Oh, well, you just."
She says that'll be $20. And I said, "No. Now $15." It says, she said, "No, they're $15 on our computer here." And I said, "No, well, it says any two for $15." She said, "They're $20." I said, "Any two for $15." She said, no. She said, that's incorrect. I said, well, hang on a minute. So I go back to the aisle where I got them. I thought, how well am I going? I just want to buy two products. So I take a photo of it on my phone. And I bring it back and it says, now look there. See, it says any two, $15. She said, well, that's wrong. And I said, oh. So she said, but I tell you what. And she got the manager. She said, we'll make a special. I said, hang on a minute, don't make a special thing for me. I said,
why not? It's false advertising.
Don, I said, don't make a special concession for me. I'm standing there. I wasn't sure if she knew who I was or not, but I was very careful that I didn't want to be thought, oh, don't you know who I am? I want this for $15. I said, no, it says any two for $15. That's why I bought them. You paying attention?
Yeah, I'm just looking at this latest.
You're looking at the phone, are you?
Well, it's about Djokovic.
Yeah, well, we'll get on to Djokovic in a minute, Don. You asked me originally 5 minutes ago why I was at Frankston in the mole.
Mole?
I know that you said mole. And I was this is a long-winded way. I had to explain why it's not Kalgoorlie, why it's Rosebud, why Ivan said it's the longest course. And I was getting on to why I was in the mole. And this person said, we'll make a special dispensation for you. You can have them for $15. I said, don't make a special dispensation for me. I don't want to walk out and say, oh, you know who was in here and he's demanded $5 off. I said, I showed them the thing and they said, yes, well, all right. And I said, no, not all right. So I thought, no, I'm not copping that. So I put them back and walked out. Now, Don.
Why would you walk out and not take them when you went in to buy them? So where did you go to buy your
vote? Do you not?
I've listened, but why wouldn't you just take them and go?
If there's any chance that you could stop looking at the phone while this is on.
This is hot stuff coming off the press.
Okay, well we're finished with the mole.
Did you get your magnesium and your vitamin C?
Electrolytes. We finished with the Frankston mole.
M-O-L-E.
Oh, geez, Ivan. Seriously, Ivan. You called it the mole. I said it's a mall or a mall. Now, you remember Rothmans of Pall Mall?
I do.
Well, was it called Rothmans of Pall Mall or Rothmans of Pall Mall?
A very good point.
Yeah, that's right. So it can be mall or mall, but it's not mall.
Depending if you're English or Australian.
It can either be Rothmans of Pall Mall or Pall Mall, but it's not. It's either mall or mall, but it's mall, not mall. Mall. Don, those little burrowing things, that's one term for a little mole is a burrowing thing, and the other term for a mole is that we won't go where the other term for a mole is. Now, Don, so so there's my explanation of Frankston. So give us what's caught your attention on the phone just while that's been going on.
Well, I don't know whether we talk about it under sport. Djokovic. Well, it's sport, Djokovic. Well,
so sport, what, COVID is sport, is it?
Well, no, it's not sport, but it is referring to sport in as much as Djokovic getting the exemption.
Well, thank God someone like Novak Djokovic has said this is absolute nonsense. I have not got COVID. I've been tested for COVID. I do not want the injection for some reason. And
but you're assuming all that. Do you think he may have had COVID and is immune to it?
Absolutely he may have had, but no one knows. And if you've got had COVID, that is the best immunity. You don't need to have all the injections. The hospitals are full of people who have had double jabbed and triple jabbed.
But then there's a principle here. Do you think he's taken them on, restriction of trade?
I think he's taken them on. It's his free choice to whether he gets injected or not, and he's not going to have till a government or anyone else says that he can't live his normal life.
No, restraint of trade. Do you think that's a problem?
It is a bogus law that the government have come up with that says you cannot go into restaurants and have to wear masks and self-distance.
Is that a state or a federal ruling?
It's a very good point, Don.
Ruling. What we're judging. Well, he's Craig coming to
Tilley,
Victoria.
Craig Tilley has given him the okay to come out because he's a conscientious, whatever that means, a conscientious objector, or he has claimed some special dispensation for not having the COVID, like the injection, like plenty of people around the world, millions of people who have had COVID.
But now that's your assumption. He just doesn't want his medical history revealed. Why can't that appear? Apply to other people as well?
That's my point, Don. We have been absolutely rorted by this government, the governments in all around the world who have said you must declare your medical history for no valid reason. If you have it, he's either hasn't got COVID or he's had it and he's got over it and he doesn't have to declare. It is an invasion of your privacy, Donald. And we're all vaccinated and we're all asked to go and get boosters. The hospitals are full of people who have been double vaccinated. And
No. I don't think they're all
full double of people.
Oh, I don't think so. And the other thing is, I don't think the true numbers are out there. I think it's worse than what it's made out.
Of course it is. They said there's going to be 100,000 people have COVID in New South Wales in the month of January. There's 5,000 a day here in Victoria. Mm. It is. And what's for what reason? So what, we're going to close the whole world down while people work out? Young Ivan here. Ivan thought he had a sniffle.
Shit. When?
No.
When, Ivan?
No.
Don. You come...
This is a beat up.
Yeah, this is a beat up, Don. Dear, I'm not saying you. It's a beat up, Don. You work with a man who was in the company.
I know.
Well, don't start ripping.
He didn't tell me until we were in the car that he'd been to the party.
Well, okay. So one of your work colleagues had been to a party where COVID was
rife.
And he didn't go and get tested. And he didn't tell you.
And he didn't go and get tested.
Ivan told me, he said, I asked him, invited him to a function or something on the boat, I said, and he said, no. He said, I won't come because I feel a bit, got a sniffle. And I said, well, why don't you come and have a rapid test? I had a rapid test kit, which are very hard to get.
I was just going to say that.
Do you know why they're hard to get?
Because we just sold a million of them to America. A Queensland company manufactures them. Can you believe a million of them were sold
to
America?
Go on, that's why we haven't got them. And you say it's a crisis here in Australia because we can't get tested and yet we're manufacturing them and sending them over to other people. It's a whole rot, the whole thing. So Ivan comes up. I said, come and have a rapid test. So we go through, it's pretty complicated, the rapid test, let me tell you that. If I gave you the rapid test kit, I'd like to see you work it out.
Don't you just stick it up your nose and then stick it in some fluid?
That's part of it. But
that's basically what you do, but there's a whole mechanical procedure to do it, and I've got a feeling you wouldn't be able to do it.
Beyond me, mentally or intellectually.
Yeah, all that. Because Ivan and I worked it out. Ivan did. I was like you. I had no fucking idea. So anyhow, Ivan, we do the test. And Ivan, the thing...
Do you get preferential treatment to get some of these rapid test things?
He's about the only one that's got a
test. And he also got a certain type of jab too when everyone else had to have another type of jab.
Hang on a minute, Don.
Geez, you get preferential treatment.
You're like the person in the chemist.
What?
That I said I want two for $15.
No, I'm not. I'm just a person who's stating a fact about you getting preferential treatment.
That I have preferential treatment to get an have a rapid test.
Nobody can buy them and you've got them all laid on.
Everyone can buy them because they're sold out. I was one of the people that had them originally before they were sold out. What are you talking about?
Preferential. You got preference with your vaccine as well.
Preference. I didn't have preference. Someone just said, if you want a Pfizer, I'll give you one.
Yeah.
And now...
Jeez, how come I couldn't get the Pfizer?
And now anyone can get a Pfizer.
Exactly. What a load of shit.
It was a load of bullshit,
exactly.
Donald.
Exactly.
And this is my point. The whole thing is a load of bullshit.
Exactly.
But despite what you say, the majority of people who have got COVID have been double jabbed. It makes no difference. And people say, the symptoms are less. It is just an absolute... And good on Djokovic and good on Tennis Australia, Craig Tilley. If he applied to come out here and got dispensation for whatever reason, on whatever grounds, and that was granted, good on him. He's exercising his right to come out here. And if the government say
what
that...
What type of reception do you think he'll get when he goes on to centre court?
It's not going to be good, I don't think.
Well... Do you think that'll worry him? He's come out here. He doesn't want to have to be told what to do. And if the government...
But you didn't ask him my question.
If the government let him in... because all the ignorant people probably shouted him because they've had to go through it. We've all had to go through it. We're like battery ends.
That's exactly right. We're like, exactly... Well done.
Yeah.
We're lemmings, aren't we?
We are lemmings. And he's decided, no, this is nonsense.
Mm.
And good on him. And for standing up. And if they don't want him here, they'll say... Craig Tilley said he's welcome here, he's welcome. And if the government say, the federal or the federal government say, no, you can't come in, then where do you put conscientious people who don't want to be vaccinated for whatever reason? I think he has at least started to show people in this world and this country, show them the light that This is nonsense. Tell me this. This Victorian government closed down this state when there were 5 cases, I think, 18 months ago.
There's now
5,000 a day. There's 100,000 going to be infected in New South Wales. And yet, what is that? Where does it start and end? Why do they keep counting? Everyone's probably going to get it in some form or another. And what is the point of all this bullshit?
Sorrento and Portsea, the holiday makers, they've closed down.
Oh, yes.
The number of business.
I bet Rosebud's open, though. Because that hasn't got a good name.
That's well done.
Yeah, Rosebud.
The Sorrento Hotel, I don't know if that's open, but it certainly was closed.
All the
surf club at Portsea.
The
sailing club baked at Sorrento and baked at Portsea.
The polo club and the sailing club at Portsea and Sorrento. But at Rosebud, all the riffraff and pieces of shit go down there because that's got a shit-house name and we'll all go down there and all get infected because no one gives a fuck because it's Rosebud.
I think they're above being tested or whatever.
Anyhow, Don, Djokovic, they'll boo him so because they won't understand what that man is on about. He just does. He might have been jabbed. He might have had COVID. You don't know. He doesn't have to tell. He doesn't want to. And it might be a very good reason why he doesn't. And if the federal government step in over Craig Tilley and Tennis Australia and say, no, he can't come in, well, then it just goes to a whole different level of nonsense.
But sports people are getting exemptions, aren't they? Like the footballers, yes. AFL footballers, didn't have to be jabbed through the season, yet they get jabbed after the season. Why should they be exempt?
Because now you're on to people who get special treatment. Not me.
Oh, not you. You had Pfizer. I could have died.
What's that? You could have died.
Mm.
Well, from COVID? Well, anyone can die from COVID or influenza or any other disease that they get, but it is blown out of proportion. And they have now conceded in North America, that is the United States, they've conceded that many of the young people who have died from other causes in America have died with COVID, not because of it. And those people have been put on the death list saying that they died from COVID, and they've now amended it saying they had COVID, but that didn't kill them. There was another underlying health issue that killed them. So they've fabricated all the figures for a political expediency, Don. So good on Djokovic, and I hope he comes out here. And if they boo him, good on him, and I hope he rips him apart and wins the tournament.
He's out here, isn't he? Is he out here?
Oh, he's not out here yet. He was seen. They had an inkling that he was going to come out here because he was training with the Australian Open tennis balls over in wherever
he comes from. Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
So I don't think
Nadal's
he's
here hitting up with Murray, isn't he?
So.
Is that your phone?
Yeah, that
no,
is.
That's my phone.
No, it's mine.
Mine's the only one that rings.
So,
I think there might be another angle with that Djokovic and Nadal and all that. They're all tied on 20 Grand Slams. And I know Djokovic is a thing for titles and things like that. So maybe he's thinking, right, Federer's out. You never know. Nadal might get COVID and might have to put him on the bench. So
Nadal has had COVID, hasn't he?
He has, yeah. But he's over it now. Like, and he's not dead.
And he could come out here because
he's here, yep.
He's here, is he?
Yeah.
Nadal.
Yeah, he's been training already.
So he got COVID. Was he injected? Was he double vaxxed?
Well, we don't know.
No, I'm not sure.
Was Nadal double vaxxed and he still got COVID?
We don't know.
Yeah, of course
we know.
Well, I don't. They just said he had COVID.
So he's here now, is he?
Mm-hmm.
So
he is.
I don't think so. That might be true, Ivan. He might want to come out here, Djokovic, to win a title, but that's got nothing to do with being allowed into the country. That making special accommodation for him, and fantastic, and good on him for coming out here and sticking to his guns. And if they don't want him to come, they'll say you can't come. But they've said you can come. So it is just a huge rort. That's my opinion, Don. Is that your opinion, Don? What is your opinion, as a matter of interest, seeing as you brought it up?
About Djokovic?
Yes, about
Djokovic. No, there's more in it than meets the eye, and I think he's taken them on, as a lot of people in the law field did when that pandemic law was pushed through Victoria. And I think he's taken them on, and they can't do it. I don't think they can
Google
do it.
Google and Facebook in America ban people for having a different point of view because they think it's disinformation. This is little weeds like Mark Zuckerberg, who runs, telling the world what you can disseminate and what you can discuss in a country that's meant to have free speech.
Well, a friend of mine in Queensland was barred.
Hmm?
A friend of mine in Queensland was barred because of something she said on Facebook, popular consensus.
That's right. They dare to question
And they put off for 2 weeks or something, like a slap on the hand.
That's right. They're pompous, arrogant little pricks. Those people that run those social media platforms.
Hey, the doctor was right too.
The doc, now we put a call into the doctor.
What's happened?
Dr. Ben Fordham, not Dr. Ben Casey. But we'll just identify the doctor because you say, which doctor? I've got no six doctors. So Ben Fordham, who announced...
One of those six doctors that we know has got COVID.
Well, that's my point. A doctor has got COVID who would be jabbed to his eyeballs full of antidotes and anti...
And booster as well.
Boosters and shit. Mate, it is the best rort going around, seriously. And good on... This makes Djokovic all the better. I'm fantastic he's coming and fantastic he hasn't been jabbed. And
We don't know.
Well, he'll infect no one any more than anyone else is. Now, Don... So why is the doctor accurate? I know why, but I'll let you announce
this. Because
your
friend...
What?
Rebecca Madden.
My friend, yes, she's a friend of mine.
Is she a Hermitage girl?
No. Yes, I think she is, actually. Rebecca Madden, I think she is a Hermitage girl. She's a Geelong girl. I know that.
Mm. I thought whether she's...
Well, go on. Don't worry about whether she's a Hermitage girl or
Morongo.
Not.
Is it Morongo there?
Morongo.
Morongo. Is she a Morongo girl?
I don't know,
Don. Is it
still
going that school? Morongo?
No, it's not. Don, I don't know if she's a Morongo girl. Go on with the
woman. Well, she's going to read the news on the weekend.
So the doctor was right.
Well, Rebecca Madden. Everybody knows
No,
Rebecca
they don't.
Madden. They do.
People in Israel don't.
No, there's only one listener in Israel,
There's expat Australians around the world listen to this. So explain what you're talking about. This is how you do a podcast, Don. You don't just say, oh, your friend was right. And people say, right about what? And it takes 10 minutes.
This is what your job is, to pull me up and correct.
Well,
and
I'm
make
doing
sure
it now.
Good,
so,
well, you keep going. So I'll feed you the ideas because you got no ideas.
No ideas.
No.
So, Don.
Tell us about Rebecca.
No, on the contrary, I'm doing it. You just told me. I'll feed you. So the doctor was right about what, Don? Go.
Rebecca Madden.
Yes.
Will surface at another television station. That's what he suggested.
Could I give you some on-air training?
Right,
this is cool. Just look at this as a remedial course about how to broadcast. Ivan,
Do you want a little bit more background on Rebecca?
Yeah, that's it. So the doctor...
Well, she was, as a young girl, she was a show rider. Did you know that? She rode ponies at the shows. You didn't know that, did you? She's a very...
What, on the merry-go-round, did she ride those?
No, she had the Aggie shows.
Don.
Pony classes.
Before we get on to what
she
Rebecca
Madden... She was a competent horse rider as a young lady, as a child.
Before we get on to Rebecca Madden being a show jumper or whatever...
No, not a show jumper. Though.
Or whatever, I said or
showy.
Whatever. You said, Dr. Fordham was right, and then you went on to say, she's going to read... No one has any idea what you're talking about, so...
You clean it up for me. I'll just feed you the ideas,
This is how you. This is how it should have come across, Don.
Okay, thank you.
Dr. Fordham was right, Ben Fordham. Remember he announced a couple of months ago or even 6 weeks ago that Rebecca Madden was leaving Channel 9, where she was co-hosted the footy show, was specifically got over some years ago.
Warrior Ninja or something. What was that ninja show she did?
I was getting on to her profile, Don. This is how
you mentioned the footy show. She finished that years ago.
I can't mention the footy show. I mentioned the footy show and then I was going to get on to other things she did on Channel 9. Ninja, the footy show, and that's what I was going to announce, Don. This is how you give the background to what the story is, rather than saying, oh, she's going to read the news. On what and where and why? She was at Channel 9. She was got poached from Channel 7 to come to Channel 9 to run the footy show with Eddie Maguire. And then she did Ninja Turtle with
Ninja Warrior.
With Ninja Warrior, with Ninja Turtle, did I say? Ninja Warrior with who, Don?
I don't know.
Oh, did you, Don, who did she do Ninja Warrior with?
Shane Crawford, was he doing?
You
he was.
Fucking numbskull. With Dr. Fordham.
Really? He's talented. Dude, was he comparing?
It's not on the ABC.
It's what?
Is he doing this on purpose? You are, aren't you?
Got to be.
Did he host that? The... What is it called?
Ninja Warrior. Ninja Warrior is hosted by the Doctor, who is your psychoanalyst. The Doctor and Rebecca Madden were a great team, an on-camera team, who hosted Ninja Warrior, and now she left Channel 9, and the Doctor here announced when he was on, very, very popular segment when the Doctor's on, although he's missus.
Is he going to come back or what?
Not sure. I think he's clearing it with his missus. he said...
But he got a leave pass to go to the south coast of New South Wales by himself for 4 days.
So the Doctor said, I'll tell you what, boys, this is the Doctor speak, he said... Keep the books open. I said Rebecca Madden's going to appear on. She's going to go to Channel 7, and we said, "Oh, Doc, I don't know that you can say that. That's a bit of a groundbreaking." Just stand by. Well, sure enough, it's come to bear.
I think there was a bit of counselling going on by the Doctor with Rebecca. He had inside information.
That's not counselling.
Well, I think there might.
That's nothing to do with counselling. I don't think Rebecca needs counselling.
You don't?
She doesn't. What's she need counselling for?
Well, a decision. What's she going to do?
Oh, she decided that she was obviously been... Now, I'm saying this. This is quite obvious. She has been...
She's a friend of yours. Why couldn't we have got her on for an interview?
She has been poached when you say the bullet when you say she's been
the bullet
no when you say that she's
headhunted
that's it Ivan fancy you knowing headhunting that's what you used to do Ivan
shush
she has been headhunted by
hey did you see that thing on news
just going to finish she's been headhunted by Seven. And she's been given a, because she's a very strikingly competent, good-looking person. I don't care if that's, shouldn't say that. The Doc's a very good-looking person. You've seen the Doc, he looks like he's 12 when he comes on the television. He's been taking youth pills. Or no, he's just, it might be in his genes. You know, premature ejaculation. Do you know what premature ejaculation is, Don? It's hereditary. Did you know that?
No, it's not. It's a case of excitement.
No, premature ejaculation is hereditary. It comes in your genes. Now, the doc is a very youthful looking person, and they were a great team, Rebecca and the Doc. And I'm not sure if the Doc's spouse thought, hey, hang on a minute. No, but that's mischievous. That's stupid.
No.
Oh, of course it's not. So Rebecca's gone, and... So that's all you had to say, Don. How do we get onto that? That the Doc broke the news that she was going 6 weeks ago, and he's turned out to be right. This is why we pay him the extraordinary amount of money to come on the show, Don. In your company now, Don Scott Soil Erosion and Manufacturing and Landscaping Business, the Don Scott Inc., is going to sponsor it, and you're going to have to pay the Doc to come on a small fee. So, how did we get onto that? So, that was one of your topics.
One of my banes is cyclists.
Hmm?
I nearly killed one the other day.
One?
One cyclist.
I could kill lots of them.
No, you don't know. This is an accident.
Ivan, please. Ivan, just imagine if you go from here, get in your car and through no fault of your own run over a cyclist and kill him. You will be. This will be sheeted back to you saying, "I could kill him." Ivan, you couldn't.
I withdraw that.
You just saying sometimes they're obnoxious and.
No, they're not obnoxious. Sometimes they wear they the are, stupid bloody clothing.
Sometimes they're obnoxious. They're not. By taking up more.
No, no, space. No, John. It is the clothing. They're all riding around Red Hill at the moment. All those bloody people from Melbourne.
Not Rosebud.
No, no, no. At least you can see them down there. But they're riding through the bush at Red Hill or right through Main Ridge and whatever else. And the colours blend in to the trees and the shadows and whatever else. And I nearly cleaned one up the other day and I pulled up. Our friend Bernie Quinlan, the Brownlow medalist beside, wound down the window and suggested...
Co-director of Don Scott Inc.
And Bernie suggested this man he should wear a... Oh, thank you very much, he said to Bernie. You wouldn't believe it, the next day I'm going down at exactly the same time down the road and here he is out on the road again. Hasn't changed his uniform and still wearing the same thing.
So how did you
Why don't they make it mandatory that they wear fluoro colours? High-vis shirts is pink.
Yes.
There's that orange. Yeah. There's orange and there's lime also green. The lime green.
Don't.
Now, they're three colours that no car,
yes,
and it doesn't blend in with the trees, the shadows, or whatever else.
That's
they should be. They should make it mandatory.
All right, it's a reasonable point, Don.
And are you at fault if you are the driver of a car and you do you do not see these cyclists?
That's another good question. Are you at fault if you run over a cyclist because you don't see him?
Yeah,
that's a very good point, Don. You'd probably be charged with manslaughter.
You
but
would
they'd,
be.
They'd probably say, "Well, there's an onus of care of people who ride to be visible, and if the road is for ostensibly cars and traffic and vehicles, it's a good idea if you highlight the fact that you're on the road where the cars are." So that's a good point, Don. How did you see them in the first place and not run
over
them?
Well, Bernie yelled out at the last moment.
So you were looking down the road and never saw the cyclist?
I did not see the cyclist because of the shadows. The sun was up.
I would suggest you go
and the shadows and the sun on the bitumen road... And he, with his dark colours, blended
I
in.
I would suggest, Don, that the first thing you should do is go to an oculist.
No, no, no. I'm sorry. I'll tell you something else. Now, this we're getting off this. Horse colours. They are brown.
Dapple grey.
Grey. Black.
Black.
And skewball.
Chestnut.
Or chestnut.
Skewball.
As well. And you know that skewball? when they
is that the word? Skewball?
Go, skewball and pie ball. There's skewball and pie ball.
Is the skew ball?
Yes, black and white and brown and white.
That's a skew ball.
Don't argue with me.
I'm not arguing. Okay. I was asking. I didn't know your horse.
You were questioning.
I am questioning whether a horse is called a skew ball.
I just told you.
I know. Well, that's why I was questioning. Thanks for informing me, Don. If you can learn something new a day, your life is enriched.
Oh, geez, your life will be enriched for the rest of your life every day. Now, listen, those colours blend in. That's why horses run to trees.
What's that?
In the wild,
they run to trees.
They run to the forest or the trees because they just blend in. Those colours blend in with the trees and whatever else. They're camouflaged because of the light and shade and whatever else.
What's that got to do with you going to see an oculist?
Because I'm just telling you that there are certain things that blend in with their surroundings as called camouflage. And bike riders are in that category.
Ivan is taken over from the rocket. He is looking up skewball, just for my edification.
Oh, here we go again.
No, I like it, Don. So I said to the... I told Ivan this, that you had your eyes tested some years ago.
My eyes are all right.
I told Ivan this. You had your eyes tested... And you went in to see the eye specialist,
right.
And he took you out into the footpath, and you said, "My eyes are on the blink, Doc." This is the doctor eye specialist, and he pointed up to the heavens, and he said, "What's that?" And you said, "That's the sun." And he said, "How much further do you want to see?" That's what Ivan reckons happened when you went to see the oculist. What's it say about skewball?
I couldn't find it.
Oh, you couldn't.
I couldn't find it. How do you spell it, Don?
Skewball. S-K-E-W.
Were you going to say S-H?
I was.
You were going to say H for a start.
Oh, here we go. Skewballed.
Yeah.
Yeah,
right. Yep.
God, it's like working with a couple of pygmies here. Look
at
this.
Have a listen to the genius.
Go on.
Is a colour pattern of horses. A skewball horse has a coat made up of white patches on a non-black base coat, such as chestnut, bay.
Well done, Don.
What's a pie ball? He's black and white, isn't he?
See if you can spell pie ball, Ivan.
P-I-P-Y-E.
Well, I'm not sure it is.
Yep.
P-I-P-I-E. P-I-E.
Yep, you're right. Pie ball horses have a large irregular patches of black and white on their coats.
Thank you.
So, you originally thought skew ball was S-H to get S-K. It spelt, and then you said pie ball is
you're
P-Y. Don, you are correct.
You just got to have that little bit of one-upmanship
all the
time.
No, Don, I'm giving you credit. Thank you for telling me. I would never have known a horse
Can
was
we have
called
a, break?
A skew ball. What?
Can we have a break?
So, I'm asking you, if you had trouble detecting cyclists in the on the forest road because they blend in because horses run to trees and cyclists are riding on the road, I would get your eyes tested, Don, seriously, before you run over someone. Don.
You are very good. That is very, Don, very, very good.
Don't you think it would be wise to be tested? Look, how long have we been going?
Too long.
I'm weary.
29 minutes.
Right, we're going to come.
Will you go and get a coffee?
Well, there's nothing open.
What?
Yeah, no, there is.
Oh,
is
now
there?
Hang on.
Yeah, there is.
There's another thing isn't giving me the shits.
Look, there's plenty of things open.
Yep, go ahead.
Penalty rates.
Yes, Don.
Do you know that, well, we do all know that Christmas fell on Saturday. Boxing Day is the Sunday. So they get 2 days, Monday and Tuesday. This government, we are stuffed.
You're paying your staff penalty rates?
No.
Bernie
because
and
we
Tony?
Didn't work. But I couldn't get a coffee. Everybody closed, and the only ones that were going were owner-operated.
Well, Don, I don't think we'll...
Now, just hang on.
You've moved on to another topic. I thought we might have a break and come back
okay,
and open
we'll come back
with
to
this
it,
keynote.
I'm fired up. It's called... Wow. Right, you remember first topic all when
right.
we come back?
Well, write it down, Don, because you don't
no,
write
you'll remember it.
Righto. Well, any other final things?
No.
Right. So here we go. We'll be back.